This is Morning Edition on WILL. I'm Sean Powers. A rare piece of World War II history recently stopped by Willard Airport near Champaign. The B-17 bomber turned 75 this year, and I had a chance to take a ride on the Flying Fortress.
The Flying Fortresses, the pioneer four-motored bomber, in the air since 1935. A precision bomber at 30,000 feet and up. A combat plane at any level.
B-17 bombers covered the skies of Germany during World War II bombing raids. These flying bricks could sustain such significant battle damage that the aircraft lived up to its name, the Flying Fortress. At the end of the war, the fleet of B-17s was for the most part destroyed, if they managed to survive the war. A handful of planes still exist today as artifacts or as airworthy museums.
And birds. First tip names on Avionics Master. The dog pump is coming up.
George Dobner and Kent Holliday fly a B-17 out of Willard to mark its 75th anniversary.
Gear is off and green, flaps are up. Trim and flight controls and we're set.
Within minutes, the aircraft hovers over the skies of East Central Illinois at 1,500 feet. It's not a bumpy ride, but it has none of the comfort of a commercial airliner. On a hot and humid summer day, it is stuffy inside the plane. When World War II pilots went on their bombing runs, temperatures could dip below zero as they got to altitude. Just imagine what it must have been like for soldiers to be on one of these planes for 6 or 7 hours while under heavy enemy fire. This is just a taste of what they experienced. After about 20 minutes, the plane begins to descend to Willard. Larry Gray is a crew member on the flight.
Everything's original in here, except the seats weren't in here when they were flying this combat. This is just for carrying passengers.
Gray says every time a soldier went up in one of these bombers, there was a good chance that they wouldn't make it back to the ground alive. He says of the 12,000 B-17s built, about 8,000 were shot down over Europe.
Somebody's trying to kill you every time you go up in this thing. I mean, you got to figure, these kids are 18, 19, 20 years old, and they're getting shot at. They know they're going to get shot at every time they go up and fly.
Ralph Lynch flew in a B-17 on 50 missions. His son John, who lives in Champaign, stopped by Willard with his father's military jacket clutched in his arms.
You should have been dead at 25 missions.
I mean, some people, after one mission, they were gone.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I know one time his whiskey ration came in. And he was supposed to go on a flight that day, and he said, no, he's going to get his whiskey ration instead. And the day that that happened, their entire squadron got wiped out. And he stayed and got his whiskey ration. Yeah, got to keep them flying one way or the other. Give them booze, they'll fly.
Lynch is here to catch a glimpse of the Flying Fortress for the first time. He points to the nose of the plane beneath the cockpit. This is where the gunner and navigator would sit, fully exposed to enemy fire. Lynch's father was the navigator.
What do you think your dad was thinking about when he was towards the nose?
I imagine he was praying. You know, get us back.
Lynch's father made it out of the war alive, and he died about 5 years ago. It took him years to talk about the war with his family. He was 25 when he finished riding the B-17 in 1944, which his son says made him the oldest member of the crew. The Flying Fortress has left Willard, but you can still catch a tour of it on our website. That's at will.illinois.edu.